prophecy said this baby will grow up to marry mom and kill dad. You think he's better off dead? Leave him out to die on a mountain and don't feel bad. One shepherd says to another, take him so far away to a different society. Cue situational irony. He's raised as a prince of Corinth, and he seeks wisdom from the oracle. The words make him wince. He's filled with horror, though he don't understand a particle. He says, I can't go home, since doing those things to my parents is my awful destiny. That situational irony. He kills Laius on a road to Thebes, defeats the Sphinx, and he's a hero. Marries Jocasta as a widow who grieves their grasp of what they're doing is zero. They have two daughters, they have two sons. They feel like they're such lucky ones. Everyone's heard the myth growing up in Athens, like in any Greek metropolis. So they can really get with the story in the play, in the theater on the side of the Acropolis. They want to shout, watch out, great king, stop your questioning. You don't want to solve the mystery. You've outreached decency and piety. Yeah, and that's dramatic irony. That's dramatic irony.